Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Paul Douglas back with you. DJ producing Jordana here in spirit. She's at the Mayo Clinic. Please keep her in your prayers. She goes in for a bone marrow transplant next week. And very much top of mind. And we will pass on information as soon as we can. If there are any new developments, you'll hear about it right away, right here on CCO. And thank you for supporting her, for holding her up. Appreciate all the listeners who've gone out of their way to be good human beings and to share their concerns and love. And that means a lot to me. I know it means the world to Jordana and her family. So here's a stat that caught my eye. Battery prices are plunging. In the last 10 years, the average cost of an EV battery has fallen by more than 80%. Just like, you know, computers are cheaper, TVs are cheaper, technology generally, the more competition you have, the lower the prices. And that's the direction we're moving. And are EVs, electric vehicles, cheap enough for a lot of people? No. But the prices are coming down steadily over time. And it's good to be skeptical, but I tell people, just drive one. If you're skeptical, drive one, and you'll see why once you've driven an electric vehicle, something switches in your brain. It's pretty amazing. I had the good fortune to be at the Twin Cities Auto Show on Saturday. By the way, the auto show goes through Sunday. You still have a chance to drive, I think, 15 different EVs at the state fairgrounds. It's pretty cool, including an Audi e-tron that is just unbelievable. I had a chance to moderate a special session on Saturday with a number of people talking about clean energy and the direction we're headed. One of them was Nadia El-Malak. She's the Area Vice President of Clean Transportation and Strategic Partnerships at Xcel Energy. And she joins us today on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Hey, Nadia, welcome back.
Hi, great to talk to you. Pleasure to be here with you.
Thank you. So let me just get your take on this. People who are skeptical, what do you say to skeptics when it comes to EVs and even hybrids? And I'm sure you probably get people coming up and saying, well, it's still too expensive. It's a toy. And, you know, range anxiety. What happens if you run out, if your battery goes down to zero? How do you counter that?
Well, you did a great job, Paul, at the onset, and also just want to take a minute to echo what you said at the start of this. But back to electric vehicles, you're absolutely right. It's try it is what I can say. The ease, the convenience, being able to plug in for many folks at home at the equivalent of a dollar per gallon or less, right? The convenience in your home, if you fuel up, mm-hmm. With our clean energy overnight during off-peak times for the grid, it's a great proposition. The ease, the convenience, the cost savings. So that's one. Over 80% of charging happens at home, and we're here at Xcel Energy to help make it an easy transition if folks decide that it's the right path for them. But electric vehicles are, they are now, we're seeing more and more used vehicles entering the market. There are still significant federal incentives. And as you noted, the price is coming down. So we're very focused on making sure that this is a transition that everyone can make when and if they're ready to purchase a car. But yeah, come check one out at the auto show. As you mentioned, we've got about 15 models come to the EV neighborhood and try one. They're also just super fun and super cool. I liken it to going from an old-fashioned landline to your smartphone.
Yeah, that's a good analogy. I like that. I will steal that. Thank you, Nadia, for mentioning that. So what's in it for XL? And what, if any, incentives is XL providing to try to accelerate the adoption of EVs?
No, we're really committed to the clean energy transition and have been leading in that space for some time in partnership in conjunction with our customers. And right now in the United States, the biggest source of emissions is the transportation sector. So with our clean, and it's getting cleaner every day, here in the upper Midwest, we are 50% carbon free, and that's going to be, over 80% by 2030. Anything you plug in, you're getting the benefit of that. So we really see great value, and really this is our next frontier to bring our clean, affordable energy to transportation. So that's why we're invested in this. And, customers are wanting it. We're seeing more and more interest. So we want to be there to help to make that transition easy. So a few things I'll note that we're doing. One is if you do decide to get an electric vehicle, we have a simple, easy program where we work with local electricians to install a charger in your garage for a low monthly fee of about $17. It's hassle-free. We cover the maintenance. So that's a program you can check out called EV Accelerate at Home. I mentioned that, this shouldn't be just a transition for certain folks. Really should be available, and we want to do our part to help everyone who wants to transition, whether it's a business or an individual, help them on that journey. So we've partnered with St. Paul and Minneapolis and a nonprofit rideshare called Our Car to launch a rideshare service called EV. It's EVIE. And, if you live in an apartment or you don't have a car, you can check out an EV with an affordable rideshare service. And there will be 70 spots across the Twin Cities when we're all done. And that was just officially announced about a week ago. So that's another way that we're partnering with the community to make electric vehicles easy and accessible to all.
Yeah. Range anxiety is still a concern. And look, when the wind chill is 20 below and you can charge up in your garage, it's a game changer. I don't miss fueling up at the gas station. I don't. I did that for many decades, and it was fun, but it's more fun plugging your vehicle in. And I realize it's something of a privilege to have a garage. Many people don't have garages. You touched on this, but can you touch on what can we do for people in apartments, condos, that don't necessarily have easy access? And do you think that as we add more chargers, that the range anxiety concerns will go down over time?
Yes, I do believe that's important, and it's an area of focus for us. For folks that live in an apartment or a condo, that is something we realized, gosh, several years ago. There's going to be a need here, and so our commission, our regulators, approved a program. We launched it in December, and we had tremendous success with it to get chargers installed in buildings. So we're working with various entities that have a building, an apartment building. They want to have that service for their tenants. I mean, it's the future. And we've already seen way more demand in that program straight out of the gate than ever expected. And we want to continue to grow that. We had over 50 applications in just a first round over a couple of weeks. So we're committed to helping folks who want charging in an apartment or a condo, helping them find a solution as well.
Very cool. Nadia El Malik, Area VP. VP. I was about to promote you to president, but For now, it's vice president. Not sure you want those responsibilities, but I appreciate what XL Energy is doing and all of Minnesota Utilities moving in a clean energy direction. And it's because it's cheaper, right? I mean,
That's more nuclear,
more solar, more wind on the grid. It's cheaper than coal and other fossil fuel sources, right?
Yeah, we are really seeing, you know, the transition to clean energy. We have been able to make this transition in a way that really helps us keep rates affordable. And so you're right that this is a transition that can save our customers money, and that's why we're focused on it, plus deliver, as we've talked about, you know, that cleaner air, which is good for all of us.
Absolutely. Fewer greenhouse gas emissions. Nadia El Malik, XL Energy, thank you so much for joining us on CCO.
Thank you, Paul, and I hope your listeners come check out the auto show. Really appreciate the time today.
Absolutely. Thank you, Nadia.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.